Welcome to PayPal. This call may be recorded. To better direct your call, I first need to know, do you have a PayPal account?
Yes.
Your current primary account balance is $302.42. This balance doesn't reflect amounts you may hold in other currencies. Please hold while I transfer you to an agent for assistance.
We are currently experiencing unusually high call volume. Most questions can be answered immediately in the PayPal Help Center by going to www.paypal.com and clicking on Help.
Sure.
Thank you for calling PayPal. My name is LaWanda. Can I have your name?
My name is Mark Pertel.
Okay, thank you. How can I help you?
Well, you guys decided to close my account today, and I did a withdrawal yesterday, and I got on there and found out that you had reversed my withdrawal. And I want to know, you know, first of all, you know, what gives you the right to keep my money, and what gives you the right to take back money that was transferred yesterday?
Okay. Your account is currently limited, so you need to speak to a different department regarding this.
Okay. Could you transfer me?
One moment.
Your call is very important to us, and we'll be right back on the line.
PayPal help order. For more information, log into your account at paypal.com.
You know, so now he says, this call may be recorded. Well, bingo, I'm recording it.
Please hold briefly. Your call is very important to us, and we'll be right back on the line.
Thank you for contacting PayPal Resolution. This is Taisha. May I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Mark Pertel.
Mr. Pertel, how may I help you?
Well, I don't understand what's happening with the limitation on my account. There are several things. I don't understand why it was limited in the first place. I also don't understand the fact that I try to transfer money, withdraw money from my account, and you're holding on to my money. That, you know, today you came in and reversed the transaction that occurred yesterday before the account was closed.
Okay, you submitted the online affidavit. It was apparent that they had seen something on your website that led them to believe that you were accepting payment and you had mature audience information on your website.
No, I wasn't selling mature audience information. It was a donation link.
Right.
And the information I had on there, you know, wasn't pornographic or anything. It was just information about adult dating. So anyhow, you know, and the web page that they sent me a link to, that they said, you know, this page is the page that is objectionable, does not have a PayPal logo on that page.
But on your website, you have donation button from PayPal.
I have about 30 websites that have donation buttons for PayPal on a variety of different subjects.
Okay.
The email that I got referred to a specific page, and the specific page that it referred to does not have a PayPal logo on it.
This PayPal logo appears on members' website. I made it give you a specific page, but it appears on your website. And apparently they feel that that material that you have on there is considered mature audience. Whatever payments that you have received will be held for 180 days.
Okay, yeah, that's the second issue. What is this holding my money over? You know, I mean, if you don't agree with my thing, you close the account and you give me my money. What is it that gives you the right to hold my money?
If we receive chargeback, if we receive buyer complaint, we want to make sure that you have the funds in your account to cover such complaints or chargebacks. So they hold the funds for 180 days, which would be approximately 6 months.
I know how long 180 days is.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, let me ask you something. There were two people who, first of all, you know, you do see on your screen that I did the withdrawal before you closed the account, and you close the account and then reverse the withdrawal, taking the money back. Is that not right? Mm-hmm. I mean, what gives you the right to, you know, take the money back once, you know, if I did the withdrawal before you close the account?
If your account goes into a limited status for any reason, any recent transactions will be reversed.
Okay. Would you reverse the transactions of the people who sent me the money?
You can request a refund of those transactions. You have to submit that through a secure web form.
Okay, so what you're saying is that the people who sent me the money can get the money back. Is that right?
Yes, submit by our complaint, correct.
Right. Now, they're not complaining about me, you understand. You know, it's just that they need to get the money back so that they can pay me without you stealing it.
Or you can submit a secure web form through your PayPal account and request that we refund the buyers that paid you.
Also, I can refund the money to them in my limited status. Is that what you're saying?
You'd actually have to submit an email to us in order to have that done.
Okay, well, why don't you initiate that for all the for the last two transactions that were in my account?
You'd have to submit that through a secure web form.
Okay, and you're telling me that if I submit that, or if the customer who sent me the money ask for a refund, that you will refund the money?
They have to submit a buyer complaint, because we don't actually refund anything unless you request that through the secure website.
I see. But if I submit that, you will give them the money back?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, now, I don't understand this 180-day thing. There is, you know, I mean, you can arbitrarily close an account because you don't like what I have to say on my website and keep my money for 180 days. Is that what you're saying that you can do?
Yes, sir.
And what gives you the right to do that?
The user agreement that you agreed to.
So you're saying that according to your user agreement, the people who sign up with PayPal agree to, that they agree to, that for any reason at all that you want to, you know, close somebody's account, and without any type of due process or anything, you can just grab their money and keep it for 180 days. Is that what you're saying, that PayPal user agreement
asks? PayPal can hold your funds for 180 days if your account becomes limited. And for any reason,
right,
your account becomes limited to a state where there are no appeals, they can hold the funds for 180 days. That is correct, sir.
A state it is. So I have no appeals. And any reason is, you know, look, just any reason, you just decide for absolutely any reason whatsoever, not, it doesn't even have to be justified, but for any reason whatsoever that you decide you can grab somebody's money and hold it for 180 days. Is that what you're saying?
Yours is in reference to adult material, sir.
No, but regardless of what you, you know, think is on my site, you know, you're saying that the agreement with PayPal is that you can do it for any reason that you decide. That's what you're saying? That the agreement says?
If it's in violation of the user agreement, yes.
But in violation according to your opinion. So you can look at something, say, a political website or anything that you don't like, and your sole discretion. That's what you're saying, that your sole discretion, you can make the decision, you can hold the money for 180 days, and what you're telling me is that you will hold the money for 180 days, that you're not going to make an exception, you're not going to give me my money, and you're going to hold my money for 180 days. Is that what you're telling me?
That's correct, sir.
Okay, good, because I just recorded this, and I'm going to put this conversation on my website. And I'm going to say this, and you're stating that this is PayPal's policy.
And also, too, if you do that, that is a violation of my rights. You were just telling
okay.
me that you were recording me before you started recording me.
Okay, now.
I did not allow you to put my recording on your website.
Okay, but I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are, so will you state your name so I know who it is that's objecting?
As I stated when I answered the phone previously, my name is Taisha.
Taisha, and your last name is?
I will not give you my last name.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know if,
like
you know,
said
Taisha. That,
you are to
that,
ask me before you record anything.
Okay.
Well, and I either say yes or no.
Now let me explain this to you. When I first call PayPal, there's an automated voice on there that says, this call may be recorded.
It can be recorded. That is correct. correct, and we let you know that before anything takes place.
No,
you didn't let me know that.
No, it didn't say that. The voice didn't say that you may record it. The voice said, this call may be recorded, literally.
Recorded, that is.
Okay, that means...
You did not say
that to me,
recording me.
No.
If you want to record somebody, I can go ahead and put you through to my lead agent, and you can let him know that you're going to be recording him and get permission from him.
No, I already have permission. Your system said this call may be recorded, so I'm recording it. You're a PayPal...
I'm going to go ahead and get my legal rights as an individual here.
You know, but you see, you're not. I'm not talking to you as an individual.
Thank you.
Okay.
Your PayPal member, real PayPal emails will address you by your first and last.
Yes.
Uh huh. Yes. You would have to have my permission in order to do that, and I do not give you my permission to do that.
I don't need your permission. Let me talk to the supervisor, who deals with that.
Hey, there might be a small hold time, sir. One moment, please.
Nationally.
No. Thanks very much for holding. This is Scott, PayPal Resolution Services. May I have your name, please?
My name is Mark Perkel.
Sir, may I have your phone number, please? Okay, Mr. Perkel, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I got into this conversation about, you know, the fact that my account is limited with her name is Talia or something like that.
Taisha, who
transferred me to you. And after she explained to me in detail what your policy is about that, you know, I told her, I said, okay, well, you know, I have recorded the phone call and I'm going to put it on my website. And she's objecting to it, and she seems to think that there's some type of an issue about that. Because when I called your number, the automated voice says, this call may be recorded, which means that, you know, I'm recording it. So I don't understand.
It would be recording you. Quality purposes.
No, they didn't.
Have to get someone's authorization, permission, in other words, in order to use their recording of a voice in a court of law.
No, I did not
give you that authorization.
No. You see, it didn't say that it could be recorded for quality purposes. It just said this call may be recorded. And if you can record it, then I can record it. And I'm not talking to her as an individual. I'm talking to PayPal as a company. You see, so I'm recording PayPal and not her as an individual.
Well, obviously, we can't stop you from recording it. What we can do is stop you from using it in a court of law.
Well,
if not granting you authorization to use it in a court of law, you would not be able to.
Well, I'm
every ability to record a conversation, obviously, and there's no one that's going to force you to do otherwise.
Well, are you?
Obviously, this is not something that would hold up in a court of law.
Are you a lawyer?
No, sir, but I happen to know the law.
Well, yeah, I guess I'm not really asking for your legal opinion then, you know. And
what are you asking?
I do intend to put this on my website because, you see, you guys have stolen, you know, $300 from me, and I'm not going to sit back and take it, you know, because, you know, you decided to arbitrarily close my account because you didn't like the content on my website.
We have every right to do that.
Okay, well, that's what you say. You say you have every right to close my account for any reason whatsoever. Is that right?
That's correct.
The agreement is.
That's absolutely correct.
And okay, and you're also saying that you're not going to give me my money for 180
days. 180
days.
That's absolutely correct.
Okay.
That's
well,
to protect us from any reversals that may occur. All of this is covered in the user agreement.
Right. Well, you see, the thing is I really don't believe that people on the internet really understand, you know, in detail what that really means, you know. So that's why I'm recording this telephone conversation so that I can put it on my website so that people, you know, when they see my PayPal sex page, which I'm about to build, they can hear this conversation and they can hear somebody who works at PayPal telling the world that you can close anybody's account for any reason whatsoever and keep their money for 180 days.
And it states that very clearly in our
right.
Service user.
Okay, good. I am recording it. I'm going to be putting your, you know, this recording of me talking to you on the website as well. You will be on my website speaking on behalf of PayPal, you know, telling people who are thinking about using PayPal service that is the policy, and you're telling them that you are not going to refund my $300.
We will, after a period of 180 days, as we
right.
previously explained.
Now, the other thing about this, too, is that I had transferred the money yesterday before you closed the account. and you closed the account today and you reversed the transfer that happened the day before I closed the account. Now, yesterday when I got on there, you know, there was, you know, everything on there that I had, you know, that I saw said, you're allowed to transfer the money. So I transferred the money before you closed the account, and now you have retroactively gone back and taken my money back from me. So are you going to... So you have the right to, you know, not only close my account, but if there's a transaction that started the day before you close my account, you can go back and reverse that.
That's correct.
Okay. Will you reverse the transactions that put money into my account based on the same theory, so that the people who gave me the money can get their money back?
If you authorize us to do so, we certainly will.
Okay, I want you to...
You have to provide those authorizations of refunds in the form of an email to us.
Well, you know, you're a support guy there, right?
I'm a senior agent at Resolutions.
You're the senior agent at Resolutions. Okay, senior agent at Resolutions. I am asking you to reverse the last two transactions of people depositing money into my account so that my customers who bought something unrelated to the web page. What'd you say?
Send me an email, and I'll be more than happy to do that. Log into your account and send an email saying that you authorized those refunds, and I'll be more than happy to take place.
Okay, are you going to take any money out of that for those refunds?
Why would I take money out of it for the refunds?
You know,
I would reverse the payments, and it would credit back the fees to you.
Okay.
Why would I take any money out?
Well, I didn't know if there was any, you know, fees that you take, you know, for reversing transactions or anything, so this is a no-fee deal. You're just going to reverse it. These people are going to get their money back.
That's correct, as soon as I have the authorization in the form of an email.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Have something on record stating that that's what you want.
We'll see if it actually occurs that way.
Okay, well, I don't have a lot of incentive to lie to you, sir. Whether you believe that or not, there's nothing I can do to help you.
Well, that's okay, because, you know, what you told me that you stated the truth is enough, you know, to get put on my website to really warn people who are considering using PayPal why they should not use your service because of your service
every
agreement.
Every single company that does business has every single right to discontinue business with their users.
Yeah, but not to keep their money for 180 days. You see, if my bank closes my bank account, they give me my money. They don't keep my money for 180 days.
Your bank doesn't have to worry about disputes coming through and potentially being out those funds.
Sure they do.
How do they?
Sure they do, you know. And, you know, you're gonna. Do you allow people to reverse their disputes up to 180 days?
It's not us that allows them to do it for 180 days. Typically, most credit card companies will allow up to 180 days, sometimes past that.
But you see, what if these people didn't pay for it out of a credit card? What if it's just, you know, the money that was sitting in their PayPal account?
It does not matter. 180 days is our policy.
So you're going to, regardless of the situation, you're going to keep my money for 180 days. You know, I'll bet you that I can get you to give me that money back before 180 days.
Well, you're not going to get me to do that. If you can get someone else to do it, more power to you.
Well, I bet you that I can, because once they hear this voice, hear your voice and hear what's her name's voice explaining this. See, it's one thing to read.
Thing, sir, but I'm not worried about it.
Well, this is an extortion. This is called free speech. You know, and that's why you shut down my account was over free speech, you know, so I'm going to use free speech.
I don't even know what the content of your website was, sir. I know that we felt that it was not, that it was contrary to our policies.
Well,
I have not even
that's fine, but you see, when you decide that something is arbitrarily contrary to your policies, you know, because you don't like, you know, the content or the politics of the site or whatever, you get to keep their money.
We're not keeping it for any other reason than to save potential losses that may result from those funds.
No, that's not true.
We're not legally able to draw any interest or do anything with those funds.
That's your
being excuse. Held as a safety net.
That's your excuse.
I'm not giving an excuse. It says on our website we are not legally able to draw interest from balances like yours. We don't have any other incentive to keep those funds except to save ourselves from potential reversals.
Yeah, I'm
all of this is explained in the user agreements.
Well, but you know, it's in an interest-earning account. Are you paying me interest on the money that you're holding for me?
Why would we be doing that?
Well, you pay interest on the money, you know, that I have just sitting there when the account isn't closed, you know. It's in that money market thing. So you're stopping the money market thing too, right? You know, you're keeping my money.
Is your account part of the money market? I guess I didn't even look.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And you know,
the dividends that you create will go towards your account. I don't see any dividends you've collected so far, I guess.
It's in there. You know, it's not a whole lot, but it's some.
As a limited account, you'll still be drawing dividends into the account.
Oh, well, that's just wonderful, you know. But I don't know
what you want me to tell you, but the truth.
You know, the thing about it is that I don't think your agreement says that you can close my account and then go back a day after a transaction occurred and reverse it, you know. I think that,
does say that we can place a hold on a transaction if the account is being reviewed.
How far back can you go? I mean, can you take away all the money that you transferred to me over, you know, the last month?
What incentive would we have to do that?
Well, what incentive do you have to do it for one day?
And again,
I may protect
ourselves from the potential of reversals, as we've talked about several times.
Well, you have the same problem with reversals, you know, whether you'd close my account or not, you know. If I take the money out, you know, and somebody reverses it, then it's a deficit. You know, I don't see where, you know, you deciding that you don't like my content makes me a risk for fraud or abuse. You know, if you look back at my account history, there's not, you know, I've been with you guys, you know, since the 1990s, you know, and there is not a single transaction in my account that has ever been reversed.
I never said that there was.
Well, I know. I'm telling you that there's not. And, you know, you have the computer screen up, and you could, you know, research it yourself, you know.
I have
a perfect credit history, you know, and this is, you know, it's not like you're shutting me off for fraud or anything like this. You're just shutting me off because you don't like the content of a web page that I have up. You know, and because you don't like the content of my web page, that gives you the right for somebody who has a perfect credit history with you to take my money and keep it.
It absolutely. To close down your business with us. That's absolutely.
Well, it's not. No, it's not just closing.
We're the one processing the transactions. We're the one that is ultimately responsible for the content that's going through.
It's not just that you're closing that out. Now, if you were just stopping my business and giving me my money, that would be different. But you see, you're stopping my, you know, the business with me, and you're keeping my money. You see.
And again, the reason we're doing that is to protect ourselves from the potential of any reversals.
And you admit that that has nothing to do with, even though that I have been with you for, you know, 5-6 years, you know, ever since PayPal started, and I have no blemishes on my account whatsoever. But see, there could have been problems all along, you know. When I take my account down to a low balance that's lower than the last transaction, and somebody decides to reverse it, you know, that could happen. You know, why am I more of a risk now because you don't like the content of some of my web pages than I was before, you know, when you were collecting money off the content of those web pages? I don't understand that.
I'm not the one that writes policies, sir.
Okay. Well, and your name is Seth?
No, my name is Scott.
Scott. And do you have any objections to me putting you up on the website?
Hello?
I asked you, do you have any objections to me putting you up on the website?
I certainly do, but
okay.
I can do to stop.
Well, Scott,
the difference doesn't make whether I object or not.
Well, state your last name for the record, you know, and that way we know who.
You don't get all last names, sir.
Okay, so all I know is that somebody named Scott, you know, who I don't know whose last name is, you know, objects. So that doesn't mean anything. I'm not talking to Scott. I'm talking to PayPal. So this is a recording between me and PayPal, and PayPal, you know, authorized me to record that because when I got online, the PayPal boy said, this call may be recorded.
That's absolutely right.
Okay.
You have the right to record incoming calls.
Okay. I will, you know, you'll look for it on my website.
Can't wait.
You know, good. Talk to you later.